At the corner of Broadway and Pine, a construction project is underway. Because some funding for the project came from federal flood relief dollars, it required that an archaeologist be hired.
My name is Joel Tyberg. I am a cultural resource manager. I'm an archaeologist. Basically, my job is to watch as the equipment takes the ground away and to document what's here as that happens.
Until recently, the northwest corner of Broadway and Pine was a large surface parking lot. It will soon become affordable senior housing units and a community center for Trinity Lutheran Church, which has been a fixture at that site since 1899. Archaeologist Tyberg was confident the site would reveal some interesting history.
So we're standing at the southeastern corner of the project's area of potential effect, the very edge of the project area here. And we know from the Sanborn maps, the historic fire insurance maps, pretty much what we were going to find in this area. And what we found were the burned remains of an old barn. So when we went back and looked at the records, we found that this piece of property we're standing on right now at the backside of Lutheran Church belonged to Mr. Andrew Mackey. He was one of the first settlers here. He was the first banker here. So the barn is nothing much to speak of anymore. It burned down at some point in its lifetime. So this was a bit of a surprise. We found a really cool feature. It's tied to one of the first big wigs, if you will, in Boulder history. And we found a whole bunch of really cool material culture associated with it. Not only the burned stuff, but whole bottles and other things that we're going to be able to analyze. I have all the cultural materials that we dug out of this entire area. They're back in a laboratory. They're being sorted through right now. And we're going to analyze those to just, you know, get an idea of kind of what was going on here. We know that there was a barn here. We know that there were three structures that lined Broadway, including the original church and two homes from the turn of the 20th century. There were a couple of structures back facing Mapleton here. Right? And we found the foundations for those.
Some of those items buried with those foundations will be displayed at Trinity Lutheran Church, but Tyberg says not everything identified will be removed.
Do you think it's important, even though it's buried, to preserve it?
Well, here's the thing. Archaeologists always try to stay at the cutting edge of technology, but look at how far our technology has come just in the last decade. I mentioned ground-penetrating radar. We didn't have that 20 years ago, not readily available for your average guy in the field like me. So archaeologists, as a general rule, never like to take everything out of the ground because we want to preserve something of the past for the future. People don't understand that it's not the objects that archaeologists are concerned about. The bottles are pretty. The coins are very nice. If I found a bar of gold, boy, wouldn't that just be awesome. The point I'm trying to make is that the objects d'art have no meaning once they come out of the ground. It is the context in which the objects are found that archaeologists care about. Now, in this kind of situation, we have a pretty good idea. Like, I was digging over here in the middle, we found an old well that had ceased to be a well, right? The water table dropped, so they filled it in with trash. Found a whole bunch of really cool stuff in there, including a daguerreotype, which is one of the first types of photography ever invented. And it's of a young man. It's, you know, it's visible. You can see the portrait of the young man. It's pretty cool. In that same deposit, I found dentures. Like I said, the stuff itself is cool, but it's really the way things are found in the ground is really important because it tells us about the activity that took place at the time that those objects were laid down.
Tyberg says most archaeological sites uncover a mystery or two, and the Broadway and Pine property was no exception.
Clearly there's some unique things about this site. Anything that surprised you?
Sure. We found a cornerstone for the original Trinity Lutheran Church, but here's the thing. It had the wrong date on it. Right, the cornerstone was supposed to have the date that the building was put up. So they have the cornerstone inside the church, and it is. It's kind of a funny conundrum, if you will, because it's a year off of all of the dates in the record. So the prevailing theory is that they left it there because it was a mistake.
Tyberg says properties from the early days of Colorado always tell a story.
So the glass bottles that you said, can you kind of describe those?
Sure. I didn't personally find it. Someone on the crew found it, but a really tiny, tiny, tiny glass bottle, very delicate, tiny glass bottle, like maybe an inch and a half tall. And on the bottom, it says Q-Tex. Q-Tex. Everybody knows what Q-Tex is. It's nail polish remover. So if you have a daughter, you know what nail polish remover. We looked it up. It was a nail polish bottle from like the turn of the 20th century. So that same company was parceling it out in tiny little glass bottles 120 some years ago, right? And then, of course, we found all kinds of liquor bottles. And I think I have a couple of perfume bottles. They have glass stoppers and they're really kind of nicely shaped and pretty. Some cucumber ointment. I don't know what that's for, but it was very popular in one of these homes. You know, that kind of stuff was rampant back in those days. Medicine bottles were found all over the site. So yeah, we had a lot of patent medicine bottles here. Those are fun because they come in, you know, those little miniature shapes and sizes. Didn't have any labels left on them, unfortunately, but fascinating what was available to the average person at the corner pharmacy. Heroin, morphine, laudanum. Hey, you want your kids to go to sleep? Just give them some laudanum, right? That's what they did back in the day.
Heiberg laments that most development projects don't require an archaeologist be on hand to record historic artifacts found, but he's glad the Pine and Broadway dig will preserve a bit of the past for future generations.
You know, there's rich history here. If you're from Boulder, if you come to Boulder, then you're going to want to know about what it was like in the first days, and it's fascinating.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.